Welcome to 10 Minute Mentor, premier mentoring for entrepreneurs who want to share their gifts with the world. Each episode is designed to be a mini coaching session, providing valuable nuggets that will empower you to share your message and make a bigger impact. My name is Rich Perry. I want to thank you for trusting me each and every week. I know you want to rock this year, so let's get started right now. Hey, welcome back to 10 Minute Mentor. I'm your host, Rich Perry, and today we're going to be talking about interpersonal skills. Think about every piece of practical business advice you've ever received. Someone may have taught you how to prepare a business plan, seek venture capital, or send a net 30 invoice. This is all valuable knowledge. But what ultimately makes businesses work? It isn't plans or investments or invoices. It's people. And that's why if you want to build better business relationships, you have to start with your interpersonal skills. Professionals use these skills to communicate and interact with others every single day. People with developed interpersonal skills tend to have high emotional intelligence and are better able to relate to others. They understand and respect other people's feelings, their life perspectives, and their methods of thinking. Strong interpersonal skills are what allow you to develop stronger relationships in business and in life. So here are five interpersonal skills you need to build better relationships in your professional life. The first skill you absolutely need to build better relationships in business is listening. This doesn't mean simply hearing. We're talking about active listening. So here's a question for you. When people speak to you, do you take the time to listen to them by understanding their message and the intention behind it? Or do you only think about how you're going to respond? See, there's a big difference between hearing and listening. Hearing is the process of distinguishing the sounds around you. But listening involves consciously receiving and understanding the message that someone is communicating to you. How many times has someone said to you, "You heard me, but you weren't listening to me"? My mother used to say that to me all the time. You may be able to repeat back exactly what the people around you have said without actually processing the substance of what they said. In the workplace, whether you're the boss, a new employee, or a middle manager, take the time to listen to your colleagues, your clients, superiors, subordinates, and anyone else in your professional circles. This could be in meetings, on client calls, or even as you're shooting the breeze with someone in the hallway. Especially when you're in a professional setting, it could be tempting to listen to others only so you can respond in a way that makes you seem engaged. Maybe you're nervous about speaking to a client for the first time, so you plan your next statement or question every time he or she talks so that you can impress the person. If that's the case, you're not really listening to them. I can almost guarantee that if you really listen to the meaning of what other people are saying, you'll be much more able to connect with them, contribute thoughtful responses to what they're expressed, and ultimately form stronger relationships with them. Number two, effective communication. People have two ears and one mouth for a reason. It means listening should always be the first skill you improve. However, just as important in building your professional relationships is communicating effectively. If you can't express your ideas so others understand what you mean, then you might struggle to get anyone to go along with you. Communicating effectively involves more than just the words you use when you speak or write. It also includes paraverbal communication, such as your voice's tone, the rate, or the pitch, and your nonverbal cues, such as those that you display in your body language. Psychology professor Albert Mehrabian said that 55% of someone liking you comes from their facial liking, while 38% comes from vocal, and 7% is verbal. The 55% is a huge number. If your words to someone are kind, but your body language is dismissive, chances are that person will probably notice that something just isn't right. Practicing how to be clear in what you say while displaying care and respect in your nonverbal communication is essential to forming strong business relationships. For example, imagine a coworker has called you over to her desk while you're passing by. she needs some help from you, and it's going to take about 10 minutes to resolve the issue. If you say you can help, but the whole time she's talking to you, you're not smiling, you're checking your watch or your phone, your body's turned away from her, you're sending all the signals that you aren't really interested in being there. In this example, your negative body language is causing anxiety or confusion for your coworker. Your voice said one thing, your words said one thing that you're willing to help, but your body is telling her a different story. Instead, even if you're not able to help the person right now, use your words and your body language to say politely that you're busy at the moment, but you can probably take some time later on to assist. Face your coworker, look at her when she speaks, and express clearly what it is that you want to say. After that, there should be no doubts about what your response is. Your coworker should respect your honesty and willingness to communicate it. Number 3, conflict management. Let's face it, disagreement is a part of life. Anytime you're interacting with other people in your professional world, whether it's teammates, clients, freelancers, or anyone else, differences of opinion will come up. You have to resolve those conflicts if you want to get anything done with these various groups of people. Doing this in ways that brings people together to reach mutual understanding is critical at all levels of business operation. When conflicts emerge, address the situation promptly and sufficiently, or it may get out of control and hinder productivity. The best way to go about it is to bring everyone to the table to negotiate and work out their differences. You have to do this without becoming angry or making others feel disempowered or that you don't care about their opinions. Let's say you're working with your fellow managers on a solution to a staff problem. You have one view and you're sure that it's the right one. However, another manager is convinced of a totally different approach. A third manager wants to implement a solution that's somewhere in the middle of you both. So now you have to communicate why you believe your solution is the best without hurting anyone else's feelings. One thought to keep in mind is that rejecting someone's ideas doesn't equate to rejecting the person. Remember that as you come together with the other managers to work out the best way to move forward. Try not to become offended if someone disagrees with you, and do your best to separate your coworkers' ideas from who your coworkers are so you don't loop ideas into your argument that can end up hurting the person in front of you. When you're discussing business solutions in this democratic way, all views deserve your recognition and attention, even ones with which you disagree. It's good to remember, too, that compromising with others is often necessary for resolving conflicts, both in and out of the workplace. So be willing to give in when required. In the end, when you respectfully disagree with others' ideas while presenting your own, you allow other people to feel appreciated and heard. As a result, your organization will be able to move past conflict, even when you don't get everything that you want. Interpersonal skill number 4, empathy. Everyone involved in your business ventures serves a specific purpose, but it's important not to forget that each of those people has real feelings, real experiences, and points of view. If you want to make your colleagues feel understood in the workplace, then it's vital that you practice empathy. Having empathy means being able to put yourself in the other person's shoes to understand the situation from their perspective. Maybe you're a manager and one of your employees' productivity has been down lately, and you discover it's because she's been struggling with a serious personal problem. So what do you do in that situation? If you treat it as purely a business problem, your response will likely be a cold demand to your employee to step things up or face disciplinary action. If you want to lead with empathy, inquire about her problem, show that you understand on a personal level, and find a solution that works for both of you. Being able to empathize with others can go a long way toward building understanding among colleagues and even preventing conflicts from happening in the first place. And the final interpersonal skill you need to build stronger business relationships is the ability to maintain a positive attitude. Displaying a consistently upbeat appearance in the workplace is a powerful way to attract people to you. It makes you more likable and therefore can help you to develop an easy rapport with others. Think about it. The work you do every day can be challenging and stressful. Sometimes people just need a little break from the daily struggle to smile or crack a joke with someone. With a positive attitude, You can be that someone. If you know your workplace and coworkers well enough, you should be able to tell who will appreciate the joke and when. There's a right and wrong place for everything. Maybe you fire off a one-liner to your buddy as you enter a meeting that hasn't even started, or you enthusiastically dive into your work after a particularly challenging project has come down the pipeline to your team. Your enthusiasm could be infectious and inspire others not to worry so much. The right attitude can make the business environment a more enjoyable place for everyone. As you may have guessed, all five of these interpersonal skills, listening, effectively communicating, managing conflict, showing empathy, and having a positive attitude, work together when you're improving your business relationships. If you can master them, you'll be able to extract much more value from your life's work. If you want to take a deeper dive into this topic, or if you want professional coaching to help develop these skills and much more, reach out to me. Let's schedule a free consultation so I can learn more about your professional needs. Go to my website, richperry.com, to learn more about me and the work that I do, and remember to connect with me on social media at Coach Rich Perry. Until next time, thanks and be excellent.